104.7, 88 Mel, 704, up to 38 today. It is 30 right now. I was a little nervous on my way to work because it was under freezing, and it was a little damp and frosty on the racetrack.
Yeah, so it could have been slippery.
It might
have.
I was, me and all the other vehicles, all two of them, were going about 55. We weren't going the speed limit on 229.
It's probably a good idea.
When you're going through the racetrack this morning, I would slow it down a little, just in case.
Okay.
Just tone it down. Don't have to get there first. You know, what is the prize when you get first place arriving at work?
I don't know. What's the prize?
Yeah. I mean, everybody's in such a damn hurry. What's the prize for being first?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't either. Unless maybe they're just late.
A little spin top?
Not getting yelled at by their boss?
Yeah.
Maybe. Mel already ran over and got eggs.
I did. Got them.
So
we're making omelets.
You're making omelets. there was a video Mel posted last week of how it's impossible to, you can't crush an egg. And mm-hmm. I was like, I can do that totally. I didn't watch the video very closely.
You have to palm it.
You have to basically remove all leverage from your hand.
Palm it.
Yeah, you're not allowed to use your thumb.
You have to palm it.
I'm a human being. I have an opposable thumb. Why wouldn't I use my thumb?
Because you have to palm it.
I thought this was a cool idea until it's like, oh no, you can only palm it. Well, yeah, you have no leverage.
You don't think you're strong enough to break an egg? I mean, you can break an egg very simply by just going tap, and you can break an egg. So you
don't think... That's blunt force trauma.
You don't think that you can squish it?
Well, and you're not allowed to use your fingertips either?
Nope, you just palm it.
Yeah, that's because you're spreading the force all over the surface of your hand, which diminishes the force on the egg.
You can try it and see if you
can
do
it. And a circle is the strongest form there is.
So you're trying to say that you're not strong enough to break it?
No, I'm saying this was a trick. You tricked me.
I didn't trick you.
Because I guarantee I can crush an egg in my hand. If I'm allowed to use my opposable thumb that God gave me several million years ago.
You could just poke a hole in it then.
But the video is stupid. The whole premise of it is stupid.
I don't think so.
It's stupid. Anyway, we'll try it anyway. Maybe I'll get a bad one and I'll be able to crush it. Maybe. I'll be like, take that, bodybuilder.
Yeah.
So South Dakota is going to end up diverting some federal highway money to safety issues because the state falls short of national standards when it comes to drunk driving. The state is expecting to receive $240 million in federal highway money this year for roads and bridges, and about $12 million of that, which it's like less than 6%, will be restricted to safety issues because the National Highway Safety Traffic Safety Administration, well, that's a long name, says South Dakota has substandard penalties for repeat DUI offenders and also allows restaurant diners to take home partially full bottles of wine.
Hmm.
Now, if you take home a full bottle of wine, you still have to cork it and seal it.
You have to cork it.
It's not like you can walk out and go, hey! That's a dumb reason.
Hey!
I can go to a liquor store, buy a six-pack, which all I have to do is go, and I'm drinking a beer.
Agreed.
But if I have a bottle of wine I had at a restaurant and I leave with the rest of the bottle, you know, would it be better if we had a to-go box for wine?
So you
actually, you know what? That's an idea. Patent pending.
Okay. Be like a to-go styrofoam cup type thing or something.
With a straw. Yeah. Kind of. That part's dumb. I get that they want us to have stricter penalties on repeat DUI offenders. I have no problem with that. But really? They're all upset because we allow people to take home half-used bottles of wine?
There's a place in Omaha that I know for a fact that does that.
And the thing is, they're not taking away the $12 million. They're just making us spend it a certain way. So it was really not a big deal.
Huh.
But still.
Okay.
That's what they're calling us out for. You let people go home with half-empty bottles of wine. Yeah, you know what else we let them do? We let them go home with full bottles of wine, too.
And bottles of liquor.
And you don't have a problem with that.
And cans of beer.
Doesn't take long.
Wow.
Unless you have no fingernails, then sometimes it can take a little while.
It can.
Yeah. You ever hurt yourself
opening a can? Or if you have really long fingernails.
Yeah. I was going to say, have you ever hurt yourself?
I broke nails because I used to bartend. And when we served cans,
I mean, it would be handy
how many times I would end up breaking a fingernail.
It would be handy to have the nail to get it started, but some maybe a slip or something and it gouges into your cuticle there.
Oh, many times.
Owie.
Yeah.
That would hurt.
Open to many beer cans.
So have I.
And bottles.
Back in my Drew days. I have no idea how many beer cans I opened.
I served them to people that were buying them, though.
I served myself.
Yeah. Big difference.
A lot. I could probably count on my hands how many times I served other people beer.
Wow.
For myself, I'd need your hand. I'd need every hand in Sioux Falls to count. Oh, those were the days.
That bad, huh, Drew?
At times, yes.
Oh, wow.
Especially in college. Well, when you live in the Black Hills, there's not a hell of a lot to do.
No, not really.
Except, you know, skiing, snowboarding.
Well, you can go sightseeing.
When you live there.
Be a tourist.
Be a tourist where you live?
Yeah.
It's kind of lame.
Not really.
You see it all the time.
Yeah, there's so many things to go do in the hills.
Yeah. The funny thing is, I lived in the hills for 5 years. I lived in Denver for a year. I didn't take up skiing until I moved back to Sioux Falls.
That is weird.
I know. How dumb am I?
That was really stupid.
It was really stupid.
You're like in the best skiing places.
I was in two of the best in the country. And
wow.
Then I moved back here. And Great Bear's fun, don't get me wrong. But, you know, it's not Colorado. You know?
It's true.
I waited until I got here to start skiing.
That's okay.
We got to go do that, by the way.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, we do. We've got news on the way. Hang on.
Need more Andy?
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, hot 104.7.
104.7, Andy and Mel, morning. 7:23. We're going to top out at 38 today. It is 30 right now. According to a new survey by American Express, the average man will spend $272 on Valentine's Day.
$272?
Yeah, that sounds like a lot.
It does seem a little much.
Only there's millions of women who are really going to be mad anyway.
Okay.
Because the survey also found that about 6 million people are planning to either propose or are expecting a proposal on Valentine's Day.
Oh, so they'll be mad because they didn't get
proposed.
Guys, do it the day before Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Don't do it on Valentine's Day.
It didn't give the split as far as how many were expecting and how many were getting it, whatever. Anyway, the survey also found that the cost of the average engagement ring in 2013 was, yes.
$4,000.
Nope. Too high.
$3,000.
Average.
Oh. It's not
$3,000?
No. $2,500.
Close. $2,400.
Okay.
$2,410. Average?
I'd say usually $3,000.
Yeah, no.
That's pretty normal.
Yeah. What was it back in the day we were supposed to spend on an engagement ring? Wasn't it like
3 months salary?
10 months salary?
Three?
Yeah, okay. I love my wife and all, but 3 months salary when I got student loans to pay for? No.
That's what I never believed in that anyway.
No, that was a really dumb...
Whoever came up with that was really good at marketing.
It was a marketing ploy. That's all it was.
They were really good at what they did.
Really? 3 months salary? But I'm a billionaire. Billionaires don't give 3 month salary rings.
I don't think so.
No. Okay, so this dumb egg thing.
Oh, stop calling it dumb.
It is kind of dumb.
It's not kind of dumb.
It is kind of dumb.
It's very interesting.
Well, it's not all that amazing to me, though. I just kind of glanced at the video like, wow, he really can't crush it. But I didn't read all the text that was on there. And it says you can't use your thumb.
What's wrong with not using your thumb?
Well,
you have to palm it. You don't think you're strong enough to break an egg?
There is no... I understand enough about physics to know that when you spread force across a wide surface area, it's not as strong.
Mm.
Now, if I'm able to come back with my thumb, I would have no problem crushing it. We did not grab paper towels.
Nope.
We don't have any plastic to put down.
Nope.
For this. We do have an Argus leader we can use, though.
Okay. Or we could go outside.
Nah.
Are we going to do it right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're supposed to... What are the rules?
You put it in the palm of your hand, and it would be like the long way. And then you just palm it and try to break it. We should probably turn on the lights in the studio.
Yeah, then that way everyone can see on the radio.
You're videoing
it. No, I know. I'm kidding, but okay. So I'm not allowed to use my thumb.
No.
Which is the first thing that makes this ridiculous.
I don't think it's that ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
You're just saying it's ridiculous because you know you're not going to be able to do it.
Physics tell me I'm not going to be able to do it.
Come on, you're strong.
Well, yeah. But it's not like I'm a mechanic with giant Popeye forearms. Like my brother back in the day maybe could have been able to do this. Back when he was actually working for a living.
Turn on the light.
Okay, fine.
There we go.
So, we have eggs. Now, I'm not supposed to be able to use my thumb.
I don't feel like I'm in a very good position right now.
My laptop's a little closer than I would like it to be. But. Okay, so am I doing it right?
I believe so.
Okay, could you get the camera a little closer so it doesn't look like it's
30 feet away? I don't want to get close to you.
Okay.
Okay. Here's good radio. He's squeezing as hard as he can. Oh!
Take that! Can't squeeze an egg and crush it.
I am now covered in yolk.
Yeah!
You had to have cheated somehow.
I did not cheat.
Seriously, oh my God. We are in so much trouble right now. We are going to get in so much trouble with the engineers right now. There's literally...
There's egg everywhere.
Egg everywhere. Egg everywhere as I'm showing on the video.
We're
going to
have
to see.
We're going to have to ask Natasha for a new cover page for the log.
Yeah, there's egg everywhere, including in my hair. Pretty sure it's on my face.
Yeah. So that was just one random egg taken out. I didn't do anything. You bought the eggs 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. Maybe you did something like you cheated somehow.
You really think I cheated?
I don't know. I was kind of like turning away because I didn't want to get hit in case it did break like that. Holy cow, there's yolk everywhere.
I know. Wow. All right.
We're in so much trouble.
Now that I'm positive that I am one of the strongest men alive.
Hercules, Hercules, Hercules,
Hercules. Hercules.
Seriously, there's yolk everywhere.
Video will be up on our website soon. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Instead of the John, I call my bathroom the gym. That way it sounds better when I say I go to the gym first thing in the morning.
There's a Harbaugh joke in there somewhere.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hi.
Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Sunday's Super Bowl attracted 108.4 million people, which is a huge audience, but it fell short of last year's all-time record of 111.3 million.
That was the headline I read yesterday. I'm like, really? Numbers are down?
Yeah.
But it's still the fourth most watched TV program in history.
So this year's game stands the third most watched TV program of all times. First was the Giants Super Bowl victory last year. Then the Packers Super Bowl victory over the Steelers in 2011 was number two, followed by the one last Sunday, then the Saints Super Bowl victory, and then the series finale of MASH still is number five at 106 million viewers. Elementary attracted 20.8 million viewers in its post-Super Bowl time slot. That's the biggest audience since it premiered last fall, but it didn't capitalize on its post-Super Bowl time slot as much as other shows in recent years have. In fact, it had one of the smallest crowds ever for a post-Super Bowl time slot. And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
So... I am Hercules.
I will never, ever hear the end of this.
No, you're trying to tell me how you can't do it.
All I did was dare you. I wanted to see if you could do it. Apparently you can. And my jeans and shirt are proof of that. And boots.
Yeah, and I'm sure because like the original video, it says, upload a video if you've actually done it, but the person who did it didn't follow instructions, so they didn't count it or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw it. I did it pretty much the exact same way.
Yeah.
Oh, look, here's some yolk on my mic cord.
How did it get over there?
It exploded.
Wow. Yeah. I do admit that I kind of turned my head away a little bit because I didn't want to get hit in case it did explode.
Yep.
So we'll have to watch the video to make sure that you were doing it completely right.
We'll have to go to the videotape.
So, yeah.
There's no audio on the video, though.
I don't know how that was. I didn't mean to do that.
No, that there's a switch that changes the mic gain from high to low, and low basically means if you're at a super loud concert, you'll hear it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you will hear nothing, and that's what we got was basically nothing. Anyway, I'll get the video uploaded as soon as possible. I can't believe I did that.
Yeah, you're like seriously on cloud nine right now?
Oh, yeah. Completely. Nate's number for the vault today is numero uno. Or one, if one. You don't speak Spanish.
Or didn't learn that Spanish and when you were a kid.
What uno, uno dos, tres, I can count to...
10?
999.
Okay, good job.
I don't know how to say 1,000 in Spanish.
I don't either.
Anyway.
Maybe it starts with uno.
The first digit today is one. Know all three on Friday, and you will win yourself a $50 party tab to the vault. I got a text message here that said about the egg thing.
Yeah?
It's because you end up applying uneven pressure with different fingers in your palm. Use your finger and thumb on the end of the egg. Well, that's the thing. The rules were you couldn't use your thumb. You had to lay it lengthwise. Like if you just let an egg roll on its side, like it normally would, and then hold it in your palm, basically try to crush it between your fingers and your palm.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hard. I was squeezing the dickens out of it.
I've never seen somebody squeeze something that hard.
Like, my fingers were all red and I was on the verge of giving up because it wasn't going. And then all of a sudden, it went.
It did.
And then it exploded.
Everywhere. And a lot of it went on me.
Windex is good for cleaning egg yolk up.
In case
we found
you're wondering.
Out because that was all we had.
Yep. I did find some paper towels, thankfully.
Yeah. Yeah. And an old t-shirt that we got from somebody who will remain anonymous. And we also got, we had the paper under it.
Yeah.
Good thing I was holding it low, huh?
Yeah. If you would have had it up higher, we would have had it
about
literally on all
half
the
of it went that way towards the wall. Half of it went towards the counter, which just hit the wood on the side of the cabinet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good fun.
That was awesome.
Congratulations on breaking the egg.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, so mil is how you say 1,000, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks to Kurt.
Polygrapho. Is that pen? I think that's pen.
Well, I don't know. I did take Spanish.
So, there is a book on the modern view of gender roles out called The Unfinished Revolution. Almost 3/4 of women in this say that they'd rather get a divorce than become a housewife.
What?
Yeah. Even if that meant being single, raising kids alone, and staying at work, 3/4 of women would still pick that over being a housewife.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that nuts?
A little.
It doesn't look like that many men are going to be pushing for it anyway. I mean, I don't care if my wife stays home or not.
Yeah.
I would prefer she not because her benefits are really awesome.
Yeah.
So...
wow, though.
The study that's behind crazy. The book found that 80% of women and 70% of men say they want a marriage where both people work and both take care of the kids and the house.
I agree with that.
So what would you rather do? Get divorced or become a housewife? If you had to choose, if you had to. I mean.
I would probably become a housewife. I don't want to go through a divorce again.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I've been there, done that. It sucks.
It's an interesting question, though.
It is, but it's not fun going through a divorce.
No,
I would, and not that I'm saying, I don't think being a housewife for me would be fun, but I would much rather do that than go
through.
Wouldn't
you get bored?
Probably.
Like with...
I'd find something to do.
With Rockley, Crystal was pretty much ready to go back to work. She stayed home for 6 weeks, but she was pretty much ready to go back after 4.
Yeah.
Because everything was normal, and this time she's taking longer just because Asaya was a preemie, but... And she's not ready to go back as early this time around for sure. But it's an interesting question, though. Would you rather, if you had to pick between one or the other, housewife or divorce? 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. Hot104.7, Andy and Mel, 753 up to 38 today. It's 30 right now. We were talking about how there was a story that said women would generally prefer... they would rather get divorced than have to be a housewife if they were forced to make that decision. It's just a hypothetical question. And I was kind of surprised by that just because I would think more would rather stay married than.
Yeah, I would much rather stay married. That the divorce thing is just not fun to deal with. Yeah, it's, you know, and every which way you look at it.
Let's see. Renee is on the phone. How are you, Renee?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Pretty good. I crushed an egg today.
I heard.
Yeah.
He's so manly now.
I am a manly man.
Manly and
without using my opposable thumb. So, Renee, divorce or housewife, if you had to choose, which would you choose?
I would choose the housewife because, honestly, that's what I want to do anyway.
Yeah?
We really, I don't really have to work. My husband does bring home plenty of money for us. I kind of just work just for that little bit of extra so we can take a vacation every few years.
Sure.
You know? But I really do want to be a housewife. It would just be easier, you know. Things would always be done around the house. I wouldn't be tired all the time, you know. My weekends would be free.
Yeah.
Because then I wouldn't be, you know.
You're not using the weekend to catch up on everything around the house.
Exactly.
Yeah, and my husband is gone all week, every week. So it'd be nice to just be able to spend time with our kids.
Oh, yeah.
That makes a lot of sense because then on the weekends, instead of worrying about housework and stuff like that, you can enjoy each other's time.
That does make a lot of sense.
Yeah, and I don't think I've never been through a divorce, but I have friends who have.
It's
and
not it's fun.
Just, it's brutal.
Yeah.
Well, it just is. So.
Thank you for the call, Renee.
Yep. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Let's see, Cassie is on the phone. How are you, Cassie?
Great. How are you?
Pretty good. So, if you had to choose housewife or divorce, which would you choose?
I would choose housewife, but I think that in the end, I would be so unhappy that it would put a toll on our relationship. So then I think it would end in divorce anyway.
You would go crazy at home?
Yes.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I know I would.
I could see that happening too, like where you start resenting it and then there'd be more problems.
I guess it would just have to be, you know, if it's coming from the standpoint of the husband's like, no, you're going to stay home and be the little woman and blah, 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 you know, all chauvinistic. And if that's the reason, I could see you resenting it. But I mean, if it's like a mutual decision because, look, we're going to clear $170 after we pay daycare every month, what's the point?
Yeah.
You know, can we live without $170? Okay, then let's, you know, if it's made mutually, then I think it's easier to make.
I don't know. I don't think I could, even if it was made mutually, I think I could handle it for a while, but I don't know if I could handle it.
Yeah.
I certainly wouldn't want a guy saying, though, you're going to stay home. I feel like, like my nail polish on my middle finger. Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call, Cassie.
Thank you.
You too. I got a text that said, if I had, I would choose divorce. If he required you to be a housewife and you didn't want to, then he doesn't respect you. Yeah.
Yeah.
If that was the case, then I think probably divorce would be a better option.
There should be a conversation before the wedding about that.
Yeah, that's usually a good idea.
Yeah. You're like, so I'm going to want you to be a housewife. And I'd be like, so no. I mean, that would be a conversation, a decision that should be made ahead of time.
Yeah. And I want you to be a doctor.
Besides that,
I'm not a doctor.
I wouldn't be with anybody that would try to dictate me like that. That would not go over well. Wouldn't. Marriage is a partnership, not a dictatorship.
No, I know. I was just thinking like you for a second and it sounded funny in my head, that's all.
Okay.
I'll tell you off the air.
Alrighty.
Working on the video of the egg crushing, it was epic.
The explosion.
Yes, it was, as Barney Stinson would say, it was legendary. Sort of.
Yeah, and my clothes are full of egg yolk.
Yeah. We can make an omelet with our clothes.
Really? You could?
Yeah.
Hot 104.7.com.